Hello, I'm Helen Beetham.
And I'm Rona Sharp.
And in our keynote, we're going to talk about this first question that's been posed to us in Theme 1. What are the needs and expectations of learners who are using technology in their learning? And how can we distinguish between the myths and the reality and respond effectively?
And in particular, we want to debunk a couple of the myths about learners and technology and replace them with a more nuanced understanding of what learners want from their educators.
I'm going to talk a little about some of the work I've been doing with around digital literacies, or what we've called effective practices of learners in a digital age. We know that learners' practices and study practices are very diverse, and so are their attitudes to technology. So the digital natives, digital immigrants divide doesn't really help us understand that complexity. But we know we can't ignore the impact that familiarity with technology is having on learners' lives. So how should we respond as educators? And I suppose I'm interested in what are the literacies, what are the effective practices that higher and further education are uniquely placed to provide when so many experiences that can lead to learning are freely available on the internet.
And I'm going to be talking about another myth about today's learners, that assumption that familiarity with technology that learners have in their social and leisure lives has created high expectations for technology-enhanced learning once they reach post-compulsory education. In fact, we found the pictures much more complicated and contradictory than some of the rhetoric we're all familiar with about learners 2.0. We find that while learners do have high expectations for their educational institutions to provide information that's easily accessible online, there's no evidence that learners are more demanding in terms of wanting cutting-edge technology for learning. In fact, they're often more conservative than their tutors. So we need to find a position that's not just responsive to learners, but one that positively challenges and progresses them, that develops their use of technology in ways that's supportive of deep learning.
Yes, I think this keynote is particularly timely in light of the recent government's HU review, because one theme there is that learners should be treated more like customers and consumers of education. And obviously a consumer model would see learners' needs and expectations as really one and the same thing. You find out what learners want, or perhaps what employers want in another version, and you set about delivering it. But I think we know that learning isn't really quite like that. If we think of learning in the highest sense of self-reflection, self-realisation, self-transformation, we can see that needs may actually be met by challenging expectations, and both needs and expectations will change if deep learning is taking place. So yes, we need to respond to learners, their long-term goals, their short-term plans, which are the things that bring them to education in the first place, of course, but I think we're failing if we let those expectations define the limits of learners' ambitions. I know a lot of people in our community feel uncomfortable with that consumer model, but really, what do we have as an alternative?
Well, I think the developmental model that we've been working on for a number of years is a kind of alternative to that. The developmental model sees learners as learners rather than customers. The whole point is that learners progress over periods of time, that they build up their own sets of technology-based practices. I think the developmental model helps us frame learners' progression towards effective learning in the digital age. I know that we've presented this before, and people may have seen versions of the pyramid model before, and there are handouts available for people who want to look at it. And in the keynote, what we'll be doing is sharing not just the model and how it developed, but how we think it can be used now to respond to challenge and progress learners in a variety of ways. So could we use a developmental model to help us understand what learners expect from e-learning? And could we use the developmental model to look at what learners need to learn in terms of learning outcomes, skills, literacies, practices?
We're going to be arguing that development is fundamental to learning, and that learners need to feel secure. They need to have some aspects of their expectations satisfied, of course, but that's really only so they can be challenged, so they can encounter new ideas and new practices. I think we're going to be saying that learning isn't something that gets added on to us, let alone something that we can purchase. Learning is transformation.
Yes, and I think the other point that we want to make is that models of effective learning do need to be updated for a digital age. So when learners now develop their skills and habits and practices and conceptions of learning, all learners do that in an environment that's now inherently digital. Even those learners that we've seen who make conscious choices to unplug from digital networks for some aspects of their study, or learners who haven't got functional access to technology, can no longer be seen as developed in some non-digital bubble. The social world that we all move through, the work that learners do, the institutions that accredit their learning, the information they're handling, will all at some point be touched by the ubiquity of digital networks. So really we're asking, what's a model of effective learning look like if we design it from now, based on what today's learners are telling us about their learning? And the model's been developed over a number of years using data arising from the Just Learners Experience of e-learning programme. And I think over that time we've really verified and clarified our ideas in order to gain an understanding of the factors which learners themselves perceive to be influential in learning effectively.
Yeah, so we're taking a very broad view of what responding to learners might mean. And I think in advance of the keynote, so we can have a very open discussion, so we can bring in as many other people's ideas as we can, it would be great if as many people as possible could look at some of the downloads we're going to make available. So there's three handouts which explain our model in a bit more detail. And if you Twitter or if you blog, then it'll be hard to avoid some provocations, a few questions relating to this session, which we will be circulating in advance. Look forward to seeing you there.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.